102.5 The Game will no longer be at the Walmart at 3600 Mallory Lane in Franklin today from 10 to 6, but we still are accepting donations for Pencil to Give to the schools that were severely affected by the tornado. To donate, go to give.classy.org/thegame4schools. That's the number 4. Again, that's give.classy.org/thegame4schools. Our community is tough, and we will come out of this disaster stronger than ever before. Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad. And it's that time of the week. We bring in our good friend Darren McFarland, brought to you by Craneworks, serving the Southeast for over 30 years. Visit craneworks.com. D-Mac, what's going on, brother?
Good morning, gents. I'm freaking bored, so let's talk.
I would imagine
you're... most boring weekend ever.
What did you do to practice social distancing this weekend?
Well, you know, as I was talking to Marquise off the air, I've been practicing social distancing for many, many years. I mean, I've been self-quarantined at my house in my man cave for a long time. So all the people that are just now doing it, you know, it's actually really, really fun. I've enjoyed it for a long time. You know, not much. Even though we did go out, you know, what's interesting is you guys know that last week was so weird. I've been doing this a long time, and I don't think I've ever seen shows change so drastically from day to day from an entire week. I mean, if you think about the shows from Monday all the way until Friday, I can't remember ever having news cycles / sports talk radio / just everything changing and so fluid like it did last week. I mean, even kind of my mindset of, you know, early on in the week is a little bit overreaction, and I'm completely in a different spot, completely in a different place, because we learn things, we educate ourselves, we read things, we talk to people, and we try to understand what's going on around us. And that's what I've tried to do, immerse myself into what's going on. And I got to be honest, if we sit here exactly a week later, I am on a completely different platform of where I am and what we need to do. And, you know, I feel like even though I thought we were going to be kind of business as usual as a family, we've decided maybe we're not going to be business as usual, that it's time for us to pull back, be aware, and understand what's going on. And that's what we're going to do moving forward, because I feel like it's the right thing to do. Because unfortunately, I don't know how you guys feel, but unfortunately, I think we all probably feel this. If you've been paying close attention, this is going to get worse before it gets better, unfortunately.
Yeah, totally agree, man. I mean, look, you know, we were talking earlier last night. A friend had a birthday dinner, and we were going to go. But my mom's visiting us, and she's, you know, in the high-risk group. And I'm like, well, I don't want to – I mean, look, I think we'll probably be fine if we get this thing. And it's probably fine to go somewhere and eat. And I don't want people to not do that. But I was like, you know what? I don't want to go and just have it work out that I bring it back to my mom, you know? I mean, you think about that stuff. You could drive yourself crazy thinking about everything you touch or everybody you talk to or how much is the distance. But the bottom line is, why not just be smart right now? And like you said, Darren, it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it could get way worse if we do it well now and listen to the people who know about this stuff. Maybe we can make it less worse later.
Joe, I agree 100%. I'm not trying to create panic. That's the last thing I'm trying to do. I'm trying to create awareness. And yes, you can go crazy. Like, you can't go every step. Look, there is a certain element of if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, right? I mean, unless you literally are in a bubble and you do not come out of your bubble. I mean, and I'm not even sure there's assurances of that. I mean, you know, I mean, we also have to be realistic about this. But, you know, just be a little bit more aware and understand that this is real, and just educate. I don't want people to panic. I don't want people – but I just don't be flipping about it. I think that's probably today's message, because I'll admit I was a little bit more on the flipping side than I needed to be back at the beginning of this. And I know there's a lot of people overreaction. Where's the numbers? It's like, people, where are the numbers? We don't have any numbers because we're just now testing. You understand that? Like, the data's not there because there is no data. It's just
seriously
now coming in. I mean, you understand. That's what, by the way, we could have had that. We all got sick this winter. You understand? Like, somebody that you know may have had coronavirus. So, like, you understand that could have been in play, but there was no way for them to know because they didn't test. They didn't run a test on you. So that's why the doctor said, well, you tested negative for flu. Yeah. And so that's what happened. A lot of people probably experienced that are listening to that right now. They went in sick, and the doctor was like, well, you tested negative, so... But they weren't testing past that. And so you may have had something like that. So just let's calm down on where's the number, where's the data. It's going to happen. The data is going to be there now moving forward, and you're not going to like what you see. And I think that was a good message. Just be smart. Just try to be smart and a little bit more careful and cognizant of your surroundings. And, you know, I think the viral video that happened downtown over the weekend was – you know, just not the look here. I just don't know if that's the look that we want of, hey, you know, look, Nashville's undefeated, and wow, look at us, and we're partying in big gatherings and having fun. It's like, yeah, I mean, I'm glad you were having fun, but I just don't think that's – you realize states are shutting down, right? Ohio, Illinois, like you no longer can go. Restaurants are – delivery or carry out only, like bars and restaurants have shut down. Like, you can't have those gatherings right now. The CDC has sent out, you know, they have suggested to the government, like, it would be a great idea, like, for 8 weeks, okay? The gatherings of 50 or more, no more. So just be aware of what's going on. That's all.
Darren McFarland from Darren, Donick, and Chase on the line with us. And Darren, obviously yesterday the news coming down, the Titans have signed Ryan Tannehill to a 4-year, $118 million contract. What was your reaction when you saw the news?
Tom Brady would have done a more team-friendly contract. So
yes.
For all the people who wanted Tannehill, Tom Brady would have taken less. I'm just saying. You know,
played for about 15 mil, right?
I'm just kidding. Relax. Don't send any mentions my way on Twitter. Just don't, okay? It was a joke. I mean, good for Ryan Tannehill. I mean, the Titans know best. I mean, right? They just spent all last year with him, and they know inside the walls what his makeup is, what he brings to the table, what he's like on a daily basis. They've identified him as the guy moving forward, and I'm okay with that. I mean, he got paid. I mean, you know, he definitely got paid. And so we'll now see moving forward that what if Ryan Tannehill can somewhat duplicate that. I don't think it's fair for people to expect him to look exactly like he did in the 10 regular season games and 3 playoff games. But, you know, moving forward, he needs to be the guy. He just got paid to be the guy, and I'm okay with it. I mean, everybody knows what side of the fence I was on. It was a bigger picture thing, more than just strictly who was under center. But I'm okay with it. That's what I said all along. This was nothing against Ryan Tannehill. It was simply just the other candidate, and I felt like, you know, big picture-wise, it would do wonders for this market. But I'm totally fine with Ryan Tannehill getting his payday and moving forward. That's their guy, and now we'll see how they approach Derrick Henry, because I do think it's very interesting how they're going to handle the Derrick. Are they going to tag him? Are they going to give him the big contract? If they do tag him, how does that affect Conklin and Ryan this week? Because I think if they tag him, I think Conklin and Ryan are going to get big deals elsewhere. Because remember, if they tag Derrick Henry, they've got all offseason to figure out a big contract, right? We know we probably won't play under the tag, but they've got all summer to figure out the right contract. They don't have to come up with that right contract this week.
Well, that's an interesting thing you just said right there. So you think if they do tag him until they get a deal, he's not going to play?
No, I didn't say that. I think both sides recognize that he would not be happy under that. I mean, he's earned his payday as well. I mean, everybody knows. What is the current number for the tag? if they were to, Joe, what's the number?
Well, I thought it was 12. I thought it was 12-7 was my understanding. I've seen some different things out there, though. Let me see if I can find it. 12-7 was the last one I heard on a running back tag. There was a smaller number.
That's why I'm asking.
That circulated this weekend.
Right. I've seen 10s and 12s, and so I'm a little confused on what exactly the number is. Either way, he's a team player. He is the ultimate team player in Derrick Henry. They want to reward him, but they want it to also be right. They've got to be careful, because once you start giving everybody, I mean, the Predators have gone down this road. Once you start giving everybody the big contracts, then, you know, you have to start making tougher decisions around those bigger contracts. So it needs to feel right on both sides. I'm just saying the tag would give them some time if they don't feel like they're close enough now to finalize the deal. Then that allows them the time to really come up with the contract that makes sense for both parties.
Darren, last thing for you here. Obviously, this is probably a question we'll never truly know the answer to, but how real do you think the Tom Brady stuff was with the Titans? And when we look back at this era, like, do we think that Tom Brady had legitimate interest in coming to play here in Nashville with the Titans?
Obviously, none of us know the answer to that, Robbie. You're asking my opinion. My opinion is, do I believe it was real? Yeah, it was real. That's why we said on our show, that's why we were talking about it. We don't talk about things that aren't real just to get ratings or have people tune us in. We don't sensationalize things. If we don't believe that it's real, we're not going to waste our time and everybody's time listening. We're just not that show. So do I think it was real? Yes. I've stated that for months. How real? I don't know. I mean, it's a good question. I just don't have a good answer. I mean, there's only a select few people that know the real answer to that. Obviously, a couple people over there in the walls of the Titans facility and somebody in Foxborough. But, you know, and probably a couple people in Foxborough. But other than that, I don't think anybody really knows how serious it was and what Tom Brady's going to do next, I mean, which is interesting. But do I think it was actually real? Yeah. Like, you know, was there actual discussions of that being a possibility? Sure, I do. That's my opinion. That's why we talked about it for as long as we did. And I believe that's why everybody else was talking about it, because there was a real factor to it.
Darren McFarland from Darren Donick and Chase has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Darren, thanks so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Darren McFarland, brought to you each and every week by Craneworks. When we come back, we'll continue the Tannehill discussion. Also, we'll look ahead to where is Tom Brady going to end up next. That's next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.